Now, not too many people that liked it. Uh-huh. My husband liked tried. We still buy candy.
Well, yeah, I've seen the cans in the stores. I've never had any. Mm-hmm. How do you fix it when you get it out of the can?
Take it out of that can and rinse it off and cut it in strips and put a little salt and pepper on it and then dip it in and flour it. You can flour it or knead it, either one, and mm-hmm. fry it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't like a funny taste, you won't like tripe if you
want
to taste
it. I like to try different things, you know. I've never quite gotten up my courage to buy it. Maybe I will.
Well, let your mama fix it sometime.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Got somebody
that's a good idea.
Help you eat it.
Yeah, this is something else. What about cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together and then sliced and fried?
Cornmeal and liver?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's something similar to what I was talking
about. To the scrapple,
about, to the
wasn't
scrapple.
It? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Of course, it had more than liver. It had the head in it, too.
Yeah. Well, now, have you ever heard of anything called vinky?
Vinky. That's new enough.
Okay. And, let's see. What about blood sausage? Do you know anything about that?
I've heard of blood pudding, but I've never seen it, and I certainly wouldn't taste it. Because it don't sound like anything that I would want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now here's a question about scrapple, and you've already told me all about scrapple. What do you call milk when you let it stand and curdle intentionally, you know, so you can eat it?
Clabber?
Uh-huh. Did you all ever have that?
Oh, yeah. We used to like clabber. Sweeten it a little.
Well, now, would you tell me exactly how that's made?
Well, you let your milk, strain your milk and let it sour, and get sour while it curdles like it makes the clabber. And before it gets too sour, it's good, and add a little sugar to it,
uh-huh.
especially if you leave the cream in it.
Uh-huh, I imagine it's especially good with the cream, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, can you make that with just ordinary homogenized milk?
No, it won't make clabber.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. It'll get just as sour as it can be, but it won't make clabber.
Uh-huh.
It'll get thick like, but still it's not clabber. You know, the clabber's pretty and clear, and there'll be a little whirly in it. That's something that accumulates with the clabber. But this show, homogenized milk don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets thick and sour and rots if you keep it long.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about, this is something that people eat a lot when they're on diets.
It's cottage cheese. And I love it.
Now, have you ever made any of that?
No. Okay. I've heard people making it, and you can, they say, but I never have.
Uh-huh. What about something sweet that has apples in it, and it's baked in a deep dish?
Apple pie?
Okay.
Deep dish apple pie?
Now, is that different from apple cobbler?
Well, yes, the cobbler and the pie is different, but I don't know what. See, like the apple cobbler, you make your crust up different some way. Now, when I make apple pie, I just make it and put a right smart of shortening in it, Crisco, where the crust will be tender.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I have recipes of that deep dish apple pie, and I think you put an egg in that crust and make it different. I never make it.
Uh-huh.
But I have recipes for it, and I think there's an egg put in that.
Well, when you do that,
have you ever heard of anything called apple dowdy?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Well, now, do
apple pound, apple pan dowdy. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
used to be an old song about the apple pan
dowdy. Well, but so then that was nothing you all ever
No, we never made.